Well, one of the problems in Burnaby seems to have been that they had a ward system, and yeah, that each count.
We did have a ward system, yeah. And the ward system was dynamite, I think. Mind you, it was necessary, I guess, in the early days to have a ward system. You know, we had 7 wards in Burnaby.
Why do you think it was necessary?
Well, it was there was a few people here. There was a few more people lived here. And then maybe a little bit to the north of that, there'd be another little group. They weren't united at all. I mean, they weren't familiar with each other even. So they just, the government decided to provide for, there's been a lot of argument about it since then as to whether it shouldn't go back to that.
Yeah.
It has its good points, but it also has its bad points. Municipalities, and now they've given away all their powers now to these regional districts.
Yeah. What impact did you see of the ward system on municipal politics, especially in the 30s when you were sitting?
What was bad about it?
Yeah.
Well, it was a fight between two people wanting to get what the most money they could get for their ward.
Yeah.
And irrespective of whether it was necessary or not, the man that was the best arguer would go ahead and get money for his ward that he shouldn't have got. But
well, when they did relief work, was that distributed by the wards as well?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I think it was when we had the relief work, it was just work that had to be done. Didn't matter what ward it was in. I think it was. Yeah. I don't think that in the early days that they made any difference at all there.
Because I think they gave the same amount of money to each ward for some of the relief works.
Well, that would be based on the population of that particular ward or the assessment of that particular ward or something.
It didn't seem to be. It seemed like they'd give $500 to each ward, regardless of the population
of how big it was.
Or how many were unemployed or anything.
Well, I imagine that's probably a good estimate.
Yeah.
What did I say? That was not my department. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
You should talk to Mr. F.M. McPherson, but he's dead, so.
Well, under the councillor, you talked about them building the South Burnaby High School.
Yeah.
Were other relief works done? Was that a relief work?
That was not done as relief work. No, 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 no.
Were there relief works under the commissioners, do you know?
Well, I suppose there, I don't think there was, not as such, I don't think. We had a system where they're letting people pay for their taxes by working for the amount of money for the taxes. I don't know just how that worked at all, though, because I hadn't anything to do with it.
I think they contracted it out. They'd give somebody a stretch of land and say, if you clear this, that's your tax.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Do you know how the unemployed reacted to the municipal treatment of them?
The who?
The people who were unemployed.
Well, they weren't satisfied, that's one sure thing. What did Mallory tell you about that?
He said they organized and they put pressure on council.
They sure did. That's what they had to do.
So that most of the council meetings...
That was way after the commission form, wasn't it?
Well, no, he was before the commissioner because he went into business about them.
Did he go in then?
Mm-hmm. That's what he said. I think while Pritchard was still Reeve and there was still a council, there were quite a few organisations of the unemployed, I think.
Yes, it may be so. I don't remember. It's it's too far away for me to remember. I can't remember that.
But after the commissioner, they used to come to meetings as well.
Oh, yes. See, when was the, I forget, just can't remember dates, but I remember sometime that they came camped on the end of my office at the Municipal Hall.
Overnight, or?
Well, they wouldn't get out. They wouldn't leave until they got what they wanted, and scared the daylights out of my stenographer. But nothing came of it, of course. I can't remember what year that was, though. That was.
That'd be under the commissioner, sometime. If you had a stenographer.
I don't know whether it was under the commissioner or not, or whether it was after the commissioner. See, when did we, 42, wasn't it, when we got rid of the commissioner?
Well, they shouldn't have been angry about anything then. They could have gone to war. I suspect that...
Well, we were a lot better organized in 1942, though, right. Of course, we... Yeah. But I don't remember the details about it, but I remember on one occasion that they got clamped in my office and they wouldn't let anybody go in or out.
Well, I wonder why they chose your office when the relief office would have been
That's what I can't remember. It was the council they were after, of course, or the Reeve. I think they were after the Reeve. I can't remember who the Reeve was at that time. Because if it had been Pritchard at his time, why, they would have... he would have talked to him any time.
And yet Pritchard was the last Reeve before
a
commissioner, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the last Reeve, yeah.